You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, Dr. Dave back with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. We're having some fun today because I got to share something with you. I'm gonna teach you and share with you exactly what I have been doing over the past, 4 weeks, something like that, 4 to 6 weeks to rapidly and in a very, very healthy way take off excess weight. I'm doing it because I gained probably a good 10 pounds plus over this past winter. I've told you about it. I had a tough season. I mean, dad passing away, two of our three cats dying, got the flu, just felt not good about certain things. And I think I started taking to some things that just weren't good and too much of them. So I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I'm never obese, but I felt like I was just way too heavy than I wanted to be. Heavier than I wanted to be. So I made a really strict plan. I came up with an idea. I wanted to try it. I came up with this plan, and so far it's working really well. I mean, I've taken off 10 pounds in the 4 to 6 weeks, and I got to tell you something. It's really, really easy. You hardly have to think. It's so easy, and you can do everything at home. And yeah, I still eat out probably a decent amount, but here's what it is. Here's what I do. So I wake up in the morning, and you know, I think most people in this country, or probably most people in this world, or many people in this world, if you're in like a first world country at least, you're eating like a typical quote-unquote breakfast. Like it's either cereal and milk, or I'm vegan, so hopefully not milk. Hopefully it's almond milk, but cereal and milk and fruit, and then you might have the eggs, and you might have potatoes, and you might have some bacon thrown in there, and pancakes. Not all at one meal, but you understand what I'm saying. These are like typical breakfast foods. And if you're really into the junk food junky thing, you're throwing in some Pop-Tarts and some quick toaster items, which are, you know, really, well, I don't have to tell you, they're not good for you, but let's face it, we do it. I mean, a lot of people do it. So, and then you put the toast on top of that, and it's just, oh my God, it's just not healthy and too much. And then we're eating our lunches and we're eating heavy dinners. So here's what I'm doing, and it's working. So I wake up in the morning and I make it a point to not have anything solid before lunch, before noon. So I wake up and I with the exception of a little bit of fruit. So I'll eat a banana. I'll have some berries, but basically my breakfast consists of juice, and I'll take a little cup, and I mean small cup of freshly squeezed organic orange juice. It's just delicious. But then I go to my juicer and I make homemade juice, so here's what I'll throw in. And if you don't have a juicer, I'm telling you, it's one of the best investments I've ever made. They're not expensive at all, but I'm telling you something, it's just something really, really good to have around your house. So here's what I typically throw in my juice every morning. Now, you can vary it depending on what you have lying around the house, but I'm going to think about what I did this morning, and it's very, very typical of what I do almost every day. I don't change it up a lot, but I could if I wanted to, but I don't. And I'll explain to you why. But so let's see. What did I throw in my juicer this morning? Two carrots, one or two mini cucumbers, an apple, one apple, a piece of ginger, a piece of a beet. So I don't throw the whole beet in. A beet, that's really big, and that would really not be great. But I put probably just probably a quarter of a beet, something like that. Depending on how big the beet is, you just have to use your own judgment. But like a small piece of a beet, let's say, a bunch of celery. And I think that was it. Now, when you mix all those things together, number one, it's delicious. I mean, it tastes really, really good. It's healthy. And you've got your breakfast. And then, so let me back up for a second, because I'll tell you why I picked those things. Because everything I mentioned there, with the exception of ginger, but ginger really makes it taste great, too. And it's very healthy, too. But everything there has a very high concentration of water. So you're getting a lot of juice for your work, and you're throwing things in there, and a lot of water, a lot of juice is coming out of these things. But like, I've experimented with things like spinach and leafy vegetables, and you have to throw like so much of those things in there to get even a small amount of juice out. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, I think I'd rather just eat my spinach or eat my green vegetables or leafy vegetables, whatever it might be. I'd rather eat those whole sometime during the day and not have to juice them, because juicing them just doesn't seem to really do all that much. And they're not cheap necessarily, and it takes a lot of them to get like a few drops of juice. So I wouldn't really go crazy over the spinach and the chard and all that stuff. It's not going to give you that much. So basically, that's what I eat in the morning, and I don't eat anything else until lunchtime. Now, I will take some tea, possibly some water, of course, but I'm not eating anything. Okay, sometimes I cheat and take like a tiny, tiny handful of nuts. I mean, like a small handful of nuts. I mean, really small. Did I say small? I mean tiny. Just a little, just to maybe hold me over mid-morning, something like that. But I don't have to do it. It's okay if I don't do that also. For lunch, I'm going to use like a typical day like today. I'm working. I'm out somewhere, either working or running errands or something. So I'll pop into generally an Asian restaurant, and I'll order something that's very healthy. Like, so what did I get today? Today I just got vegetable chop suey. So it's got no noodles, and I got brown rice with it. So it's basically all veggies and some brown rice. And I had a little bit of salad on top of that, in addition to that, and some tea. And generally, now I will admit, today I ate a little more. Maybe I was hungry or something, or maybe it was nervous hunger. I'm not really sure what it was, but generally I'll only eat half of a lunch. So in other words, when they bring out a lunch portion in a restaurant, say a Chinese restaurant, I will eat about half of that and take the rest home. Today I ate a little bit more than that. I'm not proud of it, but I did it, and I'm being transparent with you. For dinner, now in between lunch and dinner, I will either, again, take some nuts, some seeded crackers. These are seeded, gluten-free, vegan crackers. They're actually delicious, though. I think it's, what are they called? Mary's Gone Crackers? Is that what it's called? Something like that. Mary, if you look up Mary's Crackers, gluten-free, vegan, I'm sure this will come up. But they are probably the most delicious crackers I've ever had in my life. So I always keep a stock of these crackers at home, and I'll either take them with a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of hummus, something like that. Just something to put on, but just a few. And now another possibility: mid-afternoon, if I'm not in the mood to eat crackers or the peanut butter or the hummus, I'll make a little smoothie. And typically, what I'll put, and I use a NutriBullet for that. And what I'll put in the smoothie could be, let's see, what would I typically put in there? Maybe a banana, maybe half a banana, maybe an avocado, some almond milk or some type of nut milk. Macadamia milk is good. A little bit of vegan protein powder. What else? Definitely some greens in that for sure. I would put greens in my smoothie, because you're not really juicing it. You're chopping it all up, so it's all there. So some greens. I would throw in some flaxseed, hemp seed, chia seed, something like that. And top it off with something else that might be in the fridge, but what I just shared with you is totally fine for a smoothie. You don't have to put anything else in. I make it I put enough almond milk in so it's not like it's, so it's not super, super thick. So it's like drinkable. Otherwise, if you don't put enough in or you have too many fruits in there, what's going to happen? It's going to be more like more a consistency like a paste. And that's just, you can eat it with a spoon, but it's just a little more difficult to eat, you know, to drink. So I like to drink my smoothie. And the type of protein powder I use in a smoothie is MRM. It's MRM vegan protein powder. It's just delicious. What can I say? It's really good. Good stuff. So for dinner, I would have. Oh, tonight, what are we gonna have? We're gonna probably make a really nice big salad. And of course, with the salad, we're gonna put in like all kinds of veggies and nuts and seeds. Meaning nuts, usually walnuts or pecans, and seeds again, chia. We love chia, flax, and hemp seeds. Probably throw an avocado in there, but just a bunch of different veggies. And a lot of times what we'll do is bake a sweet potato next to that. So we'll have like a really nice salad and a half of a sweet potato each. And that's the dinner. And you can have a little bit more if you want. And salads are very, very filling, by the way. If you're eating them right, if you're eating really healthy stuff in your salads, it can be very filling. I'll throw a little nutritional yeast on top of that. A little bit of you know, vegan dressing, healthy dressing. And it's going to fill me up for the evening. Now, you noticed I'm not eating any types of breads, cakes, cookies, nothing like that at all. None of this, no simple carbs. And even like you could say wheat bread is not a simple carb. It's more of a complex carb. But my complex carbs mainly would come from more potatoes and things like that. Like sweet potatoes are just, they're awesome and they're really healthy. But you don't want to eat too many. But you know, a half a sweet potato, because they're usually pretty big, is really, really nice. And then before bed, you know, I might have a little more tea. I might have a little bit of water. Alcohol for me is minimal, like almost non-existent. I will have, if my wife Yoko is having a little bit of sake or something like that, I will maybe have a little bit with her. But my point is, here's what I found out. I found out that we probably eat twice as much food as we really need. Because when I first started this little eating program here, I will admit, like in the morning, I was kind of hungry because I was really just juicing in the morning and not eating anything until noon. And that also includes my run and walk. I mean, I'm out there doing 10,000 steps or the magic four and with only juice in my stomach. But so at first, maybe I felt kind of hungry, but as you work through it, and maybe even at first I felt maybe a tiny bit lightheaded. But I knew I had to work through this. And now, like I went out this morning, we did 4 miles this morning. And it was actually before breakfast, hadn't eaten anything. I might have had a half a banana, but I don't even remember exactly. I'm just not hungry anymore. Our body totally gets used to this metabolism here. And I'm just trying to throw everything into my body that's pretty much healthy. And I'm just, you know, no more white rice at all. Again, no real simple carbs. None of the junk food simple carbs. Just nothing like that. And I don't crave anything. I used to eat for dessert. I would have some type of non-dairy ice cream, like, you know, like the vegan ice cream made from soy or made from something like that. I just don't eat that anymore and don't crave it, and no desire at all. So I remember, let's see, 6 weeks ago, 4 to 6 weeks ago, I just felt like, I felt a little heavy. I felt a little fat. I looked in the mirror, just didn't love myself. But in a short 4 to 6 weeks, I literally have, from this diet, I've literally taken 10 pounds off. When I look in the mirror now, I just feel really good about myself again. Because yeah, I admit it. There was a little time that I just wasn't feeling great. I just wasn't. And when you're not feeling great about yourself, you start to get a little, you know, depressed, anxious, just things aren't going well, and it makes it harder to do your work and concentrate. But with this eating program combined with getting out there and walking and running, I do a combination So it's about 4 miles, and I do a combination of walking and running every morning, or try almost every morning. And again, I don't obsess over it. If I miss a morning, yeah, so be it. What's the big deal? You know, I'm human. I miss things. We can't be perfect. And when you get over the perfectionist attitude, like you've got to be perfect or you're a failure, when you can get over that, you're going to be okay. But I'm still doing this. I to get to my absolute ideal weight, I still want to probably knock off probably 4 more pounds. And I think they should come really easy, because probably they say it's the first 5 or 10 that are the most difficult. Now I'm in the groove. I'm feeling great. I look in the mirror. I look fantastic. I feel fantastic. It gives me more incentive to keep up with this program. And it's not the kind of thing that once I get to my ideal weight, I'm going to start eating junk food. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep up the healthy lifestyle. But I might, you know, I might crank it up a tiny bit more so I'm make sure I'm getting in a good amount of calories. But I don't want to gain, but I don't want to lose weight that I'm down to, like, you know, losing 30, 40, 50 pounds. No, that's not good. That's not healthy. No, I don't want to do that. But, you know, you kind of just titrate it, and I know where I want to be, and I know how much I have to eat, and you, that's why you have a scale. Scale is a way to measure how well you're doing. Just like in your car, you've got a speedometer, and you've got a fuel gauge, because you're not going to drive around without knowing how fast you're going, without knowing how much fuel you have left, without knowing your RPMs, especially if a manual transmission. You need to know these things, and the scale is an instrument that's going to show you how well you're doing. You don't have to weigh yourself every day, and things fluctuate day to day, and depending on the time of the day you're weighing yourself, but it's a very important instrument to use to see how you're doing on your program. Wow. I think that's it for today. I think I share this with you. It's my program. I mean, other people might do it, but I came up with it. I just came up with the idea. Like, how would it work out if I just juiced in the morning, ate a light lunch, little snack in the afternoon, a healthy dinner, and how would it work? And it's working fantastic. Hey, so good talking to you today. If you have any questions, you know, you can always get me. You know how to get me. Best email is, probably the best one is rundrdave@gmail.com. RUNDRDAVE, rundrdave@gmail.com. Or find me on Facebook. It's also very, very easy. I'm all over the place. Although I will tell you this, I'm cutting down my social media use just because it is a time killer. And I'm finding that when you cut down on social media, when you just don't do it as much, you know, it doesn't control your life. Yeah, it makes your day so much better. It really does. Before I go, I want to remind you, maybe I haven't told you this at all. Those of you that follow me a lot on Facebook probably know this, but I've really been getting into something that's not really, it's not really a lifestyle thing, but it's more of a financial thing lately, and it's cryptocurrency, you know, Bitcoin, Litecoin, things like that, buying cryptocurrency. First of all, it's fun. I'm really interested in this. The world is changing, and you got to change with it. You can't be left behind, and I really do believe this is the blockchain. Technology is the way of the future. And to that point, my friend Alex and I are planning to start another podcast on, when I say another, because I'm going to keep this one going. I'm not going to stop this one. The David Matto Lifestyle Show is very, very important to me, and I hope to you too. But my friend Alex and I, who we've known each other for several years, and he's a podcaster and a speaker, and he's just an all-around great guy. We're going to be starting a podcast. The working title, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be going with this one, it's going to be called Crypto Coffee, the Crypto Coffee Podcast. So it's probably going to launch from the time I'm telling you this, and by the time this comes out, probably within a month or so. So check it out. I'll let you know more as details become available. But until then, I am your faithful servant, Dr. Dave. You have a great one. It was great being with you today. It really was.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.